Police in the Republic of Ireland have launched an investigation after a viewer claimed comments made by Stephen Fry in an RTE interview were blasphemous. Officers are examining whether the British comedian committed a criminal offence under the Defamation Act over the comments he made back in 2015. Now, he was asked by RTE's Gay Byrne what he would say if he faced God, and Stephen Fry had this to say.
I'd say bone cancer in children? What's that about? How dare you? How dare you create a world in which there is such misery that is not our fault? It's not right. It's utterly, utterly evil. Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain?
He later went on to say he was not offensive towards any particular religion. I'm joined now by commentator Fionnuala Meredith and David Smith from the Evangelical Alliance. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Fionnuala, what do you reckon?
I reckon that it's crazy that there's even any thought of trying to prosecute Stephen Fry for this supposed criminal offence of blasphemy. Unfortunately, yes, this is on the Irish statute books, and it's not a really old law. It's Ireland's Defamation Act from 2009 that says a person who publishes or utters blasphemous material shall be guilty of an offence, and then this potential fine of up to £25,000. Look, people have to be free to give their opinions. I mean, Stephen Fry was invited onto this television programme on, we should remember, Ireland's state broadcaster, RTE. He was asked this question and he answered it honestly. There is no way we should even be talking about blasphemy in this occasion. It's about free speech.
Well, there you go, David Smith. This is free speech. So where does this fit in with that thinking?
I think Fionnuala and I are largely in agreement on this one. I think the real question here is how do we live well together in society with our deepest differences? And if religious freedom is to mean anything for anyone in society, it must include the ability to dissent and to criticise. I don't think the state should be the regulator, per se, of religious doctrine or blasphemy. And actually, the gospel itself is very offensive to a lot of people, and we certainly recognise that. And there is no right not to be offended. I suppose what I would say is that as a Christian, I believe one day everyone will face God and will be called to account.
Okay.
In judgment, and that is the place where we will be judged to have blasphemed God, to have accepted him.
Well, David, let's be more specific. Do you believe what he said was blasphemous?
I believe what he said would be offensive to some people.
And therefore, do you think a state broadcaster like RTE should have carried that?
Well, I think there's a question of respect and a question of how, you know, what is offensive and what is not offensive. Lots of comedians, and he is a comedian, will say things that push boundaries and are offensive. And if you think of the idea of almost secular blasphemy as well, there's lots of comedians have gotten in trouble for saying things that the prevailing culture have found deeply offensive about certain groups that are protected in society. To me, this is a question of free speech and would be better regulated, essentially, by respectful discourse and those sorts of boundaries than by the law on this specific occasion.
Do you believe, David, that many people see Christianity as fair game, as an easy target when it comes to making critical comments, and if it was a different religion, they might take a different stance?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard this point often made and can see certainly some validity in it that other faiths are treated differently. I think one of the reasons for that is that Christianity, we believe, is unique. It makes exclusive truth claims. And Jesus came and he was humiliated, he was mocked, he was scorned, he suffered injustice. And we, his followers, can expect no less. And so I think blasphemy or offence is viewed differently or should be viewed differently by Christians than by some members of other faiths.
Well, fair enough.
I don't want to see any faith disrespected intentionally. I don't really see that that's humorous or there's much merit in it, but I don't think it's a criminal, I don't think there's a criminal aspect to that.
Fionnuala, Christianity an easy target? Does it get a harder ride in terms of other religions?
Yeah, I think it probably does.
And should it?
Because I think people should be free to give their opinion on Christianity and any other religion freely, openly, without threat of censure, either by the criminal law or by screaming mobs on social media. I think we've developed this culture of taking offence about everything and saying, you can't say this, you can't say that. I think people must be free to say whatever about anything. They might be a bit more frightened to say certain things about other religions. And, you know, we're talking about Islam here, right? We may as well say it. So I do think there's some truth in that. But the fundamental thing we've got to keep coming back to is that people must be free to say that, because sometimes free speech is treated like some optional extra. And, you know, oh, we can just do away with that. That's very offensive. You shouldn't say that terrible thing. That will offend people. But actually, free speech is fundamental to our society.
So how does that free speech then, Fionnuala, fit in with this law in the Republic? Let's talk about the law down there and as opposed to how it stands in Northern Ireland.
Well, you know, there is this very specific law in the Republic that we've said it's from 2009. I think it actually came in 2010.
So should they enforce a law that's there, or is it, if they start to pick and choose what laws they enforce, then what's the point?
Well, yeah, well, what's the point even having the law? And it's weird that this all happened. I mean, the original interview with Stephen Fry was in February 2015. And it's only now we're suddenly, the cops are saying, oh, yes, we're looking into this. And, you know, we're going to take this statement from the viewer and take it further. So, yeah, I mean, if the law's there, the police presumably are going to enforce it. The question is, why on earth is that law there in a country that, especially since the marriage equality vote, likes to think of itself as very progressive and forward-looking? Well, clearly it isn't, because we can see how they stand on abortion. But, you know, that's not a country that can present itself as progressive and forward-looking if it has a law like this.
But the law is there. The law is what it is. So we could criticise the fact that the law is present in the first place. But do you not believe that they should then try and enforce it, Fionnuala?
Well, I think the police probably feel that they should.
They're obliged to, maybe.
Perhaps they do. That could very, very well be. I thought it was interesting that the person who complained said that they were not personally offended by what Fry said, but they did feel it was an infringement of the criminal law. So is this like some kind of test? I don't know. I don't know what the motivation of the person who complained about it was.
Okay.
But the problem is with the law itself rather than the police enforcing it.
Fionnuala and David, if you can stay there for a moment. So what do you reckon? 030 30 80 55 55, the comments of Stephen Fry on in an RTE interview with Gay Byrne in 2015, now under investigation by the guards in the south. We'll go to Stephen in Bush Mills. Go ahead, Stephen.
Mate, look, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I believe it was blasphemy.
So you think it was right, it is right that they are investigating this? Hello, Stephen, are you still there? Oh, we seem to have lost Stephen. We'll go to Mervyn in Hollywood. Mervyn, go ahead.
Good morning, Sonny.
Good morning.
I was listening to a programme last night on the radio about this, and people seem to be of the opinion that this is only said within the last few days. As the lady you're with, you, that's 2.5 years ago this happened. And now they're threatening, apparently, Stephen Fry with a fine of up to £20,000. I'm sure he's quaking in his boots today. So I agree with everything Stephen Fry said. I'm not an offensive person by any means.
Are you religious, Mervyn?
No, I am not.
But then some people will say, well, then of course you might agree because you're not religious. Whereas if you are religious and you hold some very serious beliefs in, whether it's Christianity or whatever it is, then those words will be offensive and that would upset you to watch that. Therefore, there's a law. Well, there is a law that says you can't be blasphemous, then therefore it's right that they prosecute. So you're coming from that stance because of your beliefs. What
yes,
about theirs?
But I'm not trying to push my beliefs down someone's throat.
But he was asked about this on air.
Sorry?
He was asked for his thoughts on air. Because
he was.
Stephen Fry, he's very vocal about his opinions on things like this.
He is indeed, you're quite right. But I'm someone, I like to get on with everybody. How I lead my life. If somebody asked me to give them a hand or help, I'd go and do it. I don't have to go to church or do this.
But he was pushing, nobody was pushing any thoughts down his throat. He was on a programme, I think, called The Meaning of Life. So this was about religion. So he was invited on for a specific reason.
Yes, he was invited on to give his opinion. And he gave his opinion and they didn't like it.
But what about people that don't agree with you and that would have been offended? And by the way, Gay Byrne did not say that he didn't. This is coming from a complaint that was made to the guards. It's not coming from Gay Byrne.
That's right.
So what do you say to the people that have the opposite opinion of you, and that they do have faith and they do believe in certain religious beliefs, whether it's Christianity or whatever, and that they are offended by what he said?
Well, if they are offended, I, for one, would be sorry about that. I wouldn't go out of my road to offend anyone. But what they have to understand is there are people out there, such as me, in their millions, who don't believe or accept what they believe or accept.
Yes, but you might not believe it, but to be very critical and to say it in the way that he did might be offensive.
Yeah, but that's my opinion.
Yes, and that's his opinion.
Yeah, but that's right, that's his opinion. But at the end of the day, we all have an opinion and we all have a right to express it, whether someone likes it or not.
But do you have the right, though, Mervyn, to offend?
Well, they might think that. I don't. I don't offend anyone. I'm simply saying to you this morning, Vinny, that I agree entirely with everything Stephen Fry says about this individual called God. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. I've noticed a few things. When you put the... only 2 nights ago this happened to me. I put out this argument to someone who is a Christian. And he just shut up. He just refused to answer my point of view. What about child cancer? What about cancer? What about leukemia? What about the tsunamis? What about the volcanoes in Italy? No, they just don't say it.
Okay.
Our Lord is a great Lord.
David,
to say to you.
David Smith, you want to respond to Mervyn there?
Yes, I'm really happy to come to that point about suffering, essentially why he's gone about suffering. One point, though, I think is important just to mention is that the law does and should protect religious belief around discrimination and employment law. And so I want to be clear that there is a difference between what we're talking about today and protecting people from discrimination because of their religious beliefs. But yes, to return to the question of suffering, I mean, both the question we perhaps asked back, and I've heard it, Stephen Fry himself, I think, say and talk about certain flies in Africa that burrow into children's eyes, and if a God created such such flies, how could he be good in that sense? And really deep question, and I don't want to be in any way insensitive about that. I suppose I would ask that if you believe that we are here by cosmic chance, that we materially, objectively, are of no more worth than that fly that is burrowing into the child's eye, and ultimately there will be one day no justice, just death, and we rot away, I wonder why it matters, why we are offended by this sense of injustice that we have created ourselves as human beings. We've created this sense of justice. I suppose that's where I would...
If you don't understand why myself and many other millions would be offended, is that what your answer is? That you're saying you don't understand why I am offended by someone that you call God and is the creator of heaven and earth, but yet with all the advanced child cancer?
Okay, let's let David respond. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I can understand. I can understand that. I think my question is back.
Do.
I do, I can understand, and many Christians wrestle with suffering. Absolutely, Jesus himself suffered greatly, as I've said, so I'm by no means belittling or reducing what you're saying. What my question back, and Jesus often answered with questions, I think my question back would be, why is that child of any more object, which perhaps many people believe is of no more objective worth, ultimately, in the cosmos? You know, the cosmos is indifferent to that child or the mosquito or the cancer.
Are you convinced, Mervyn?
No, I am.
Why should there be injustice there?
What are you talking about? I'm just asking you a simple question, friend. Tell me, and please tell the many thousands of people today listening, where does this person called God come off after he is the greatest thing on earth come about with leukemia, child cancer? My wife died of cancer at 49 years of age, and I to this day am so angry about it.
It is a difficult point for believers to answer, David, because there is so much suffering around us, and there is no real definitive answer to it.
I think I would say, looking around, Mervyn, I agree the world is deeply broken and a deeply troubling place, and I don't want to give a trite answer in a few sentences, but I do believe that the unfolding biblical story does point to the fact that this world is fallen and broken, and we have hope that one day there will be redemption and a renewed heaven and earth, and God will justly judge and rule the earth. And so I agree, things at the minute are not the way they were intended to be.
Okay, David, thank you. Mervyn, thanks as well. We'll go to Pastor Brian Ashworth. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad.
I just want to say that, what we see in the world today, I just want to say this is a difficult topic, but it's absolutely easy. You know, a lot of the suffering that we see in the world today is not caused by God, it's caused by man. You see the wars that are there, they're caused by tyrannical dictators.
Yes, but Stephen Fry's point.
Hold on, I'll get to it. Kim Jong-il, you know, Syria, things like that, famines that we see in the world. The world has the resources to come together and, you know, answer the need when you have butter mountains and, you know, the EU, and you have famine in Ethiopia or something like that. But then you have militia groups, you know, commandeering aid convoys. You have aid convoys being bombed in Syria. God is not responsible for this.
Well, no one's saying that he is. We're off topic now, Pastor. We're talking about what Stephen Fry had said on that RTE programme and now the possible prosecution that could follow from the guards.
Yeah, but, you know, I believe that what he said was absolutely wrong, okay? Whether he's prosecuted for it or not, that's not an issue with me.
Do you think
that we should be prosecuting everyone for everyone's beliefs? But
given that law is there, Pastor, do you think that the guards should be following this up because it will have offended many Christians that or religious people that heard that?
Yeah, well, again, he's a public figure. He's speaking public media, things like that. So if the law is there, then the law should be carried out. Okay, I didn't put the law there. But, you know, we have a system of laws and people vote on those laws and we have representatives which make the laws. So if that's the laws that are on the book, then he's going to bear the consequences for that.
Do you think, Pastor, that sometimes Christians can feel like second-class citizens because when they do get offended, they may be seen as an easy target in terms of being critical of religion, and when they get offended,
absolutely,
they're told maybe to, you know, to have a more of an understanding, to be more open, and not to be so inward looking in their own beliefs, and to be more open. What do you think of that?
I believe they can be an easy target. I don't hear the same criticism towards the Islamic faith or anything like that, because even BBC presenters would fear the consequences. Okay, but you don't have that with Christianity. So, yeah, they look like a soft target. But God is awesome. God is wonderful. God did create everything in this world. Man is the one that invited corruption into God's creation, you know, through sin, through the fall. Jesus has redeemed us from that. We can escape, you know, the curse that is in this world through faith in Christ, through faith in the promises of God. We can, you know, I've seen people healed of cancer. I've seen people healed of other things. And we've lost some loved ones, you know, that we were praying for, but, you know, we didn't get the breakthrough with them. And we lost people that we love, you know. But we all trust in the goodness of God. We have to believe that the problems are on this side of heaven, not on that side.
Well, Fionnuala, what would you say to Pastor Brian, you know, in terms of Christians being a soft target for criticism?
I'd agree that often they are, but I think we're getting away from the central point, which is it doesn't matter whether you agree or not with what Stephen Fry said. It doesn't matter whether you thought it was offensive or you absolutely agreed with it. The problem is potentially prosecuting someone for having a view that is considered unfeasible and not allowed. That is the difficulty.
Well, where's the line? I know we were talking earlier, Fionnuala, about free speech, but when it comes to what people can say in an open platform, when they're being critical or condemning or maybe moving beyond what Stephen Fry said, where is the line?
Well, personally, I think free speech should go as far as possible because it's just so very important. So if it gets to threats or incitement or things like that, then no, it has to stop there.
What about hate speech?
Well, yeah, define hate speech. You know, sometimes I wonder if we're just too easily offended by things that are said. You know,
but that goes back then to the whole Christian argument. When you look at the way Christians can be attacked for their beliefs and how they portray them, we've discussed it on this program many times. And then I know Islam is that other religion that people are bringing up this morning, and people are to an extent more afraid. They're more cautious about what they say in an open platform.
I think that is true, but I think all religions and all views and all beliefs should be fair game for open public debate. Much, much better to talk about it. And there's a prevailing idea that speech is a form of violence. It can be, but sometimes I think we go too far down that road.
Well, Pastor, what do you reckon to what Fionnuala says there? All religions should be fair game.
Fair game. I don't believe religions need to be attacked. I think,
when we talk about free speech, Pastor,
in this country, and our foundations are Christian. you know, going all the way back. You know, we have a tremendous Christian heritage, Judeo-Christian heritage. Our laws are based on, you know, basically the laws of the Bible, things like that, and just on common sense and decency. You know, so I don't believe we should be fair game at all.
Okay.
You don't believe people should be free to say what they like? You don't believe in free speech then?
Oh, I do. I'm a big supporter of free speech.
You have to, yeah. If you believe in free speech, you have to be able to allow people to say what they think.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that. You know, I don't see anything in the Bible, you know, limiting the free speech of anyone.
You've said that the law in the South can be enforced. You just said that's their law and it should be enforced. So then you do believe in limiting free speech? If it's a law.
I'm saying you're not coherent. Laws are there to be enforced.
Yeah, but it's a point of principle. It's a fundamental point of principle.
They can remove the law if they want to remove the law. I'm just saying, when someone commits offense and the laws are on the books, then Stephen Fry's, will probably bear the consequences for it. You can't disregard laws until you remove them.
Okay, one at a time. Farola, go ahead.
Okay. I think you need to think again, Pastor, about your ideas of free speech. You say you believe in it, but you also say this law should be enforced. If you truly believe in free speech as a fundamental principle, as a founding tenet of our democracy, then you can't equivocate on this. You have to say you're for free speech and that law is wrong.
I believe in government. I believe in laws. And so if the laws are there, I don't believe in ignoring them. Okay, whatever they are, whether it's for speeding, you can make a case, you know, that you can speed down the freeway because it makes sense to you.
It's not quite the same, though, in terms of a speeding law and a blasphemous law. Okay.
Jimmy, just at this point, I'm reminding of the case against Pastor McConnell, which was different laws. That was the Communications Act 2003. But similar principles were brought into play there. What Pastor McConnell said, and many people will question the wisdom or effectiveness of that, but what he said was undoubtedly offensive to many people, particularly of the Muslim faith, but should he have been prosecuted in a criminal court because of what he said? I think most people, including ourselves, would certainly say no. That freedom of speech is vitally important, and freedom of speech and freedom of religion are often two important tests for any kind of freedom, any other kind of freedoms in a country, because if you can't have the freedom to talk or to believe certain things, most other freedoms are rendered pretty useless.
Okay, we'll move on to Paul and Ardoyne. Paul, go ahead.
Well, from my point of view, I don't believe in anything, and I don't see why those who do feel that it's perfectly acceptable to criticise me, and that's what happens in practice. The fact is that if you believe, that's fine. If you don't, you've got to be a bad person.
Paul, everyone's going to have different beliefs, and I can say that, you know, if somebody passed laws in this nation that I couldn't preach the gospel or share the love of Christ with someone, I would still do it. I don't, you know, the laws are there. I would expect to bear the consequences, what have you. But I would, because I believe in free speech, you know, I would still express,
you believe in your version of free speech.
Exactly.
But that's it, Paul. I'm saying that everyone
who
has beliefs can speak them. I'm saying that, you know, you can. Okay. You know, again, if the laws are there, then you can change laws, you know, things like that. But
if the law is an ass, the law is an ass.
What they believe.
Okay.
Well, if the law is wrong, the law is wrong.
And government is still government and authority is still authority. So we
doesn't
we
make it right.
There's more fundamental principles there, Pastor. You're very confused on this.
Not at all.
If you believe in free speech, then that's fundamental, and you've got to say so. You can't equivocate and say, "Oh, the law is the law." This is far more fundamental than the law. This is what underpins our entire democratic society.
Yes, a democratic society we vote for MLAs, MPs, councillors, all of that. There are representatives. That's where laws are formed. I work, you know, often up in the assembly, you know, just with Christian lobbying, different things. But I believe in that system. I believe in Westminster. I believe in the Dáil Éireann of the Parliament, you know, there in Southern Ireland. But, you know, if you want to change laws, then, yeah, you legislate.
Okay, we're going around in a few circles now.
What's there.
Okay, Gareth in Belfast. Go ahead, Gareth.
Yeah, blasphemy laws should be repealed, the same as witchcraft laws. They're out of date. The blasphemy was started to defend something that is, can't defend itself, basically. There's no foundation to religion. There's no, not one shred of proof.
Yeah, but that once again, this is going back to what Mervyn was saying, and what I would say to you is the same, that people, some people do have very deep beliefs, and they do believe in their faith, their religion, whether that's Christianity or something else, and they may then have been offended by... I understand, but we're not here to debate the existence of God. We're here to talk about the fact that Stephen Fry may now be prosecuted for what he said.
By
on,
extension, you
under the
saying
Defamation
God
Act,
and Stephen Fry disrespected him.
No, I am I am not saying that we're not debating the existence of God. What we are debating is whether he should be prosecuted under that law, the Defamation Act, and this is for something that happened in 2015. What do you What do you say, Gareth, to the people that are offended by what he said?
They're delusional. There's not one shred of evidence for any divine being. He was the God of the gaps. When there was lightning and thunder, and you know, religion was invented when the first pond man met the first sucker, and it just developed from then.
Do you think, Gareth, that people?
Vinny, give me a chance to come back on that, on the existence of God.
We'll come back to you in a second, Pastor. What do you say, Gareth, to the people that are offended by that? I understand your beliefs are what they are, or the fact you don't have any, but to the people that are offended by that, aside from the fact that you say they're delusional.
Yeah.
That they may say, well, look, the law is there, and therefore we want prosecution under what, you know, that there's a law there for this very reason.
No, they shouldn't be encouraged. The by allowing them to take this prosecution, it's sort of saying, okay, there is a God, and he was disrespected here. The state and church should be completely separated, and the state should say, there is no God. If you want to believe it, go away in private and believe it.
Do you think, Gareth, do Christians get a harder time in terms of other religions and criticism publicly aimed at them?
Possibly because there's more Christians in this country, but all religious people should be pointed out and laughed at in the street.
Okay, Gareth, thank you. Norman and Bangor, go ahead, Norman.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Vinny, it's not often I agree with Stephen Fry. I don't agree what he says because he'll have to stand before God. Oswald Mervyn and anybody else. But when you go down the road of taking the freedom of people to say what they want, shows like the Nolan Show and Talk Back will be taken off air because people will be afraid to give their views. Or we're going down in the police state, just like China or Russia, where you're afraid to give your views. No, I believe in free speech for everyone. While people agree with what I say and while I don't agree with them.
Do you think sometimes people are offended by you, Norman?
There is a lot. I get a lot of abuse about my religion, but it doesn't worry me. It's like water off a duck's back because I know these people have to stand before God. Them's the one they'll have to answer to, not to me.
Okay.
I'm entitled to my views on atheism or gay marriage. On the same, they're entitled to their views about my faith.
Okay, Norman, thank you. Pastor Brian, I said I'd let you come back in. Go ahead there.
Thank you, Vinny. Yes, just on creation and things like that. I mean, the atheists and things, they don't have any explanation, okay? Science doesn't have any explanation for the universe's existence. They have no explanation for the distribution of heavier elements. You know, they have to invent a whole class of stars that immediately went to supernova after the Big Bang. You know, which there's absolutely no evidence for. There's myth. You know, the solar system, Saturn's rings, Jupiter's atmosphere, you know, the amazing topography terrain on Pluto, you know, all prove really that it's an early solar system, you know, that wasn't created that long ago. Even the moon receding from the Earth, you know, 2 centimeters a year. You can't wind that back.
Okay, we're going to have to move on now. But Pastor Brian Ashworth, thank you very much. And thanks to Fionnuala and David as well.